Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Me and my wife, we're out here in Oklahoma in a revival, and we're doing this broadcast live tonight from Oklahoma out here. I think Pleasant Valley Free Holiness Church. Pleasant Valley Free Holiness Church out here in Stillwell, Oklahoma. So God's really been a moving, really been a blessing. So if you're out here local, we want you to come and be with us. And we're just looking forward for a great move of God tonight and on through Friday night. And so if you need anything, why, just come on out and be with us. We'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And we can all say that it's been good to be in the presence of God. So I think I'll let Brother Tim sing a song here, then we'll get to Brother Charles. Brother Charles, obey God, then we'll get to Brother, praise the Lord,
Sam.
Brother Sam, I'm bad on names, so you have to forgive me for that. So anyway, just come on out and be with us tonight. So as Tim sings, well, I just worship the Lord during the Spirit's truth with him. And and if you want to call in, be a part of this service, we'll call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759, and we'll open lines up to you. So just get on here and obey God. You can do it from your home right there with your own telephone. So just go ahead and call in and just worship the Lord with us. So Brother Tim sings. Praise God.
I feel God, my strength from Jesus, and I wait upon His praise. I feel pain. I will find in Him sweetness, for there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ, my Savior. No blessing crown will be denied. The morning is yet younger see, I will awake to see no more. God's presence lives forever. All sin and pain will all be yours. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No living God will be denied.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Appreciate that wonderful song that Brother Timothy sang there. So now we've got Brother Charles. I'll let him tell you who he is, and he's going to be obeying God here. So just worship the Lord in spirit and truth with you.
I'm Brother Charles Coaston from Still, Oklahoma. I thank God that I'm here tonight. I thank God for what he's doing for each and every one of us. I'm glad that he'll never leave you or forsake you, but he'll go with you even into the end of the world. I'm going to preach over St. John 14th chapter. And you heard it before, but thank God I know a man called Jesus that loves us enough to come down here and hang on that tree for you and I. And I tell you what, he's coming back just like he said he would.
Amen.
I hope and pray that everybody turns away from the wicked ways and get a hold of him, because he's the only way. He's the only way out. And I tell you, he's our only hope. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Yea, believe in God. I tell you what, we can't be troubled. The devil's out to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and give us more abundantly. He said, yea, believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I tell you what, I'm not looking for a cabin in the corner of glory land. I tell you what, I don't think Jesus was living in a mansion and me in a cabin in a corner of glory land.
Yeah.
I believe he ain't got no particular person. What he'll do for one, he'll do for the other. And I thought about over there in the 14th verse, 14th chapter, 14th verse. He said, ask anything in my name, and I'll do it. And I tell you what, we can go to him and ask him anything, and he'll do it. And I tell you what, Jesus is coming back just like he said he would. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll go with you even into the world. I tell you what, I thought about, we can do the same thing that Jesus done when he was here. Because he went to the Father for you and I. Yes. He's just sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. But he sent the comfort of the Holy Ghost down here to teach us and to guide us in the way of the truth. And Jesus is coming just like he said he would. But the devil is a liar and a father of it. He'll put thoughts in your mind. He'll try every way in the world to keep you from serving. And God are coming to him. Many of them, I tell you what, I'm not out looking, you know, for money. I don't care about the money, but I know one thing. My God owns it all. He owns all the cattle and everything in it. But I thank God that he's coming back just like he said he would. And he ain't got no particular person. What he'll do for one, he'll do for the other. And many times I've failed him, but he's never failed me. But I thank God for a man called Jesus that loved me enough to come down here and pay a price for me. I tell you what, we've been, each and every one of us has been bought with a price. And Jesus is our answer to our needs.
Amen.
And without him, we cannot do nothing. But with him, we can do all things. I thank God that we can go to him, ask him anything in his name, and he'll do it. There ain't nothing impossible with him, but the old man. Man can't do a thing, but Jesus can, because he's the one that paid the price for you and I. And he's coming back just like he said he would. I tell you what, I love him and I praise him because he loved me. And he never left me or forsake me. He didn't have to call me back, but I thank God he did.
Yeah,
and one day, I want to see my loved ones. I know at one time, my dad never would come to my house. He never would have nothing to do with me. He wouldn't go to church with me. But on his deathbed, he prayed all the time, and I stood there beside his bed. He started praying, and I tell you, when I left the room, he got up on the side of the bed and sung Amazing Grace to my brothers and sisters. love him and I praise him because we're going home one of these days. Just get ready. I tell you what, there are so many today. The devil's out to kill, to steal, and destroy. And he's telling them all it's all right to go out here and do these things. But I want to tell you something. We can't do that to them things because we've been bought with a price. We've been bought with a price. And I love Jesus. And one day he's coming back after he's home.
Amen. Okay, appreciate that, brother, obeying God there. So, Tim, you want to come and sing another song, then we'll get Brother Sam to come and obey the Lord. Praise God. If you want to call in, be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll open the lines up here with you. Just put you on to obey God in spirit and truth. We do use the King James Version Bible. That's the only Bible that we use. That's the only one we'll recognize. If you start with some other Bible, I've got a button here that I can push, and, you know, there won't be no other one. Our feelings disappear. So just come on, call in, be part of this with 310-742-1759. So go ahead, Brother Tim, and sing a song here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sam. 205, come on and tell us who you are and where you're at.
That's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord there, Brother James. You're sounding good up here in Oklahoma, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Have you seen us live or on the radio broadcast?
No, I couldn't find it today.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let Brother Sam come and obey the Lord, then we'll get you to obey the Lord there.
All right.
Where are we at? James 4:7.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we're glad to be here this evening. Amen. I believe the text is coming out of James chapter 4. Amen. And I hope you know, I thought about this all evening long, and I hope you know, he said in 4:7, and I kind of want to back up, amen, because this kind of ties it all in together when he said, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then he said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, that's the scripture that we're coming from. Amen. Glory be to God. And I want to go to James. Amen. There in James chapter 4. And I want to start with verse 1. He said, from whence? And if you study this chapter, amen, he's talking about the tongue. He's talking amen. About the how deadly our tongue is. And so therefore he says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust and war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. He says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whatsoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith, in vain the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth the envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Amen. Glory be to God, Brother James. He said, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Glory be to God. I hope when we begin to submit ourselves unto God, and we get the flesh under subjection. I think about this so many times. And the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, all these
Amen.
Things go together. Amen. But we've got some fighting to do. We've got some submitting to do. Amen. We've got to pull it under control. The Bible says pulling down the strongholds. Amen. And we need to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. Glory be to God. I hope we need to submit ourselves unto God. We need to submit ourselves unto the cross. We need to submit ourselves unto the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm afraid too many people is not submitting themselves unto the Master. I'm afraid that too many people that's going to church, they're not submitting themselves under the household of God. Amen. I'm afraid people that go to church and is sitting in our churches every Sunday morning. Oh, they'll get up and they'll go to church Sunday morning, but come Sunday night, they're staying home and watching Gunsmoke.
Amen.
Come on now. Midweek service, they're out on the lake of fishing. Come on now. They don't think nothing about God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Oh, they think that, oh, I can go to church Sunday morning, and I'll go for a couple of hours, and I'll be all right. Amen. Amen. But let me tell you, it's more than 2 hours in the morning. It's from the time that you get up and from the time that you go to bed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. Amen. We got some submitting to do.
Amen. Glory to God. I hope my, we need to walk in the line of sanctification.
Is it all right? I preach sanctification a little bit. Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
We need to set ourselves apart from this world. Amen. Glory be to God. I guess maybe I've said too much. Maybe I'm getting to meddling and not preaching.
Amen.
But can I talk a little bit? Amen. Glory be to God. I'm afraid that too many of us, amen, is allowing the world to zap our victory. We don't know how to get the healing that we need because the world has zapped our victory. Amen.
Amen.
We want to know why we don't see the healings of God take place as much as we used to. That's because people have compromised with the world. They're not submitting themselves unto God, but they're submitting themselves unto the world. And I want you to notice, he said, submit yourselves therefore to God. And then he said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
We've
got some resisting to do. Brother Yearwood, amen, had preached last night, amen, that we take it by force. Hey, we got some forcing to do. We got some resisting to do.
Amen.
God, I'm thankful for the blood of the Lamb. We're going to turn it back over to Brother Yearwood, amen, and let it go from there.
Praise God. Appreciate that wonderful word, Brother Sam. I tell you, that's what we got to do. We got to submit ourselves unto God, you know. There's too many of them out there today that saying they're Christians, but they're not submitting themselves unto God. And I'm here to tell you tonight, we've got to submit ourselves unto God if we want to get anything from him. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and he can't get anything from God. But, you know, I tell you, tonight, praise God, if you will submit yourself, that's for to God, you'll reach, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I got somebody squealing there, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. 706, you're squealing real bad there. If you'll turn something down there, we'll find out who you are there, and then we've got one more in front of you who's going to get in to obey God. Praise the Lord. 706.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you there now. You got something squealing there with you.
Hold on a minute. That sound better?
Yeah, that sounds better. Tell us who you are there. And, we got, well, you're squealing again. We got one more there in front of you there. We'll get him to obey the Lord, then we'll get you to obey the Lord.
Okay, then.
All right, you're sounding okay right there.
Okay.
Who we got there? Is this Brother Billy?
Yeah, it's Bill.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, Varnell. Huh?
Yeah, but... Yes, Brother Billy Keeley calling them from Varnell Full Gospel. How y'all doing tonight?
We're blessed, brother. Just praising God and going on. We're up here in Stillwell,
praise
Oklahoma,
the Lord,
having a great revival. God really moving.
Well, that's good. Praise the Lord. Yeah. He's moving
Let
everywhere, isn't he?
Amen. Let me go ahead and get Brother Miles from Alabama there to obey God, then we'll get you come in there and obey God next there, brother.
All right.
Brother Miles?
Yes.
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Verse 7 is what we're coming out of. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. But like Brother Brandon, I want to back up to about verse 4 there in chapter 4 in James. And it says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Amen.
And I
thought
about, you know, God says you're an adulterer or adulteress because you're supposed to be joined to God or married to God. When you come
Amen.
To Him, God goes on and says, do you think that the Scripture saith in thee that the Spirit that dwelleth in us blesseth the end? But it gives more grace, wherewith he says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse
Amen.
Your hands, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn, weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And praise God. You know what he's talking about? When we submit ourselves unto God, and you've got to come as just come out and turn everything in your life loose to God. You've got to submit your will to God's will. You've got to let your way be directed by the word of the living God. You've got to turn loose everything in this world just to get a hold of the promise of Jesus Christ. And when they get in that shape, brother, glory to God, he don't count us as adulterers or adulteresses that's turned from God and got a hold of something else. We can let God be all and everything in our life. Glory to God. And I want to read a little bit over here out of Matthew chapter 18. Start at verse 1. It said, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them. And he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And praise God, that's what he's talking about when it says submit yourself therefore unto God. We've got to become the children of God. We've got to look on him as we did our earthly mom and daddy. We looked on him to take care of us in everything in life. They fed us, they cared for us, they clothed us, they sheltered us. And glory to God, if we submit ourselves to God, we'll be trusting him with all of that, plus trusting him with our salvation and our soul, our eternal home, rest with God. Glory to Jesus. But you've got to become and get down as humble as a small child before God. Can you turn you around and have you to resist that devil and turn him out of your life? Glory to God. You know what? He was telling me about somebody in church, a little girl that was down praying, glory to God, one time. And said that little girl was praying so strong and so hard, it's because she had humbled herself down to God. He was almighty, and he knew God, because there wasn't nothing in her life between her and God. And if we can't get like these little children, glory to God, you can't serve him in the way that we was meant to. You can't resist the devil like we should. We can't draw nigh to God that he would draw nigh to us. They growed up. Everything between us and him. We've got to become the little small children of God that depends on him. Every decision that we make, in his name. Because I'm telling you today, when we go out here, and so many people want to make their own way through this world. They depend on what they can do, what they can bring into the household, what they can supply, and bless God, it all comes from him. He owns it all. Glory to God. If you own cattle, every one of them belong to God. Every one of them been given to you by God. If you own a nice house, it's because God blessed you with it. Glory to God. Ain't it time to yield down under his mighty hand and submit ourselves unto him and say, Lord, here I am.
down, and I know I'm not bringing you much, but do with it as you will, God. Let me just be your child and be your vessel, God. Use me and pour into me what you'd have me be and what you'd have me do. Glory to God. I want to be that little child that depends on my Heavenly Father. Glory to God. I depend on the blood of the Lamb to keep me clean. Glory to God. Be the Holy Ghost in me that helps me resist the devil and make him flee from me. Glory to God, to get out of my way, because I'm headed home and you ain't going to put no roadblocks before me, because I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at my Father. I'm looking where I'm going. Glory to God. I know that if I'll just let him lead me and him show me the way, then I can make it home. Bless God. Daddy used to take me way down in the bottom down here, and we'd go on a creek and set out hooks and fish. And glory to God, I'd be so lost in there at dark, didn't know my way out of them woods, but I trusted Daddy that he would lead me back out and we'd get back home. And that's the way we got to be with God. When we submit ourselves unto him, we got to trust him with everything. We got to trust him with our marriage. We got to trust him with our children. We got to trust him with what we do, what we think, and what we say. Glory to God. If it ain't for that, glory to God, then you'll be a servant of the world. And he said if you are, he calls you an adulterer or an adulteress, glory to God, because you become an enemy of God when you're out here serving the world out here around us. Glory to Jesus. We got to submit. We got to let go. And we got to just turn everything loose to God and become that dependent child. Glory to God, that we depend on God for everything in our lives. Glory to Jesus. There ain't none of us can set up and brag and tell what we've done to help God, but we can say that we submitted ourselves unto him and that he worked through me, and I've seen the mighty works that he's done. Glory to God. He'll do it with anybody that's willing to be used by him, that's willing to be used, that'll submit and lay down everything just to get a hold of the hope of the salvation of Jesus Christ. And I know that tomorrow may never be mine, but eternity surely will be, if I'll submit myself to God and tell that devil, you must flee in the name of Jesus. You will not hinder me. Glory to God, because my God is my defender. He's the one that sets the hedge about me, that the old devil can't come near. Glory to God, that you can't do it as a grown man. You got to do it as a child of the living God. The Bible said, unless you be converted and come as a little child, you can't get into heaven. There ain't no door for you. Glory to God. You got to let God be everything in your life. And to do that, you got to become that small, dependent child on him.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's that way with all of us. It's that way all over the world. Bless God. You go into the churches, and most of the time, like Brother Brandon said, they're worried about what they're going to eat for dinner that day, and then they don't come back at night because their favorite TV show's on or whatever comes their way. Glory to God. You know what? If I can't go to church, but praise God, something wrong, then we still pray and have church at home. And you know what? I'm going to serve God somewhere, some way, every day. Glory to God. Because if I don't, hallelujah, I hadn't submitted to him. I've got to give myself to Jesus Christ. I've got to let him have control of my body. Hallelujah, God. Because that's the only way, according to the word of God, that I can make it in.
Amen.
But it all, if I draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to me. And I can feel his presence. And I can know that he's in me. I can know that he resides with me. I know that he guides me and protects me and shields me and covers me wherever I go in this world. Hallelujah. I may go in the midst of many, many bad sinners, but I don't have to get it on me. I can walk through it and not get spotted by it, glory to God, because I trust in my Father to carry me through them dark places and have his light shine before me, because that's what my God does. That's what he depends on each one of us.
to walk up right before him, to walk in the true light of God, to walk in his word and his statutes, to be like David. He said, I get up every morning and I want you to write them on my heart, God, where they'll be there for me. Guide me with your word. Lead me with your understanding, glory to God, because I don't have none of my own. I want to depend on you, Lord, for everything. Glory to God. It said the Holy Ghost, and when it come, would teach us everything. Why? Because we don't know nothing of ourselves, but he will teach us it all. Glory to God. If we'll submit ourselves to God, we can be the children of God. And when we're children of God, it said we'd be joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And glory to God, that's what I want for everybody that listens. Glory to God, is just turn loose to God. Give yourself to him. Tell him, here am I, Lord. Here am I. And I want you in my life, but I don't just want you in it. I want you to rule it, God. I want you to take care of me. I want you to lead me. I want to lay all my trust on you. God, I don't want to trust in me. I've failed myself so many times in my life that you've never failed me. You've never let me down. And glory to God, I want to depend on you for it all. I want to submit myself. I want to lay down on the altar of God and be raised up by the hand of God. Glory to God, I want to be turned loose to him. Whatever he decides to do with me, I'm available. And glory to God. And if we can't turn loose in that way, he said we can't get there. Glory to God. But if we can't be like a little child, how are you going to be out of sin? Because that little child knows no sin. Them little children, little young children don't know no sin yet. They ain't reached that age where sin comes in their thoughts. And we can turn back to them little children and submit ourselves therefore unto God in that way. Glory to God, sin will be far from us. And he said, you know, glory to God, them that has his spirit dwelling inside them cannot sin, for he dwelleth in us, glory to God. And we need to get turned loose to God and submit unto him in that way, that his spirit be the only thing that leads and guides us, and be the only thing that gives words to our tongue, because he said, speak as in the oracles of God. Bless his holy name. And that's what I want to do with my life. And I asked everybody out there tonight, think about it. Have you really turned loose to God? Have you submitted to him? And like Brother Brandon said, have you done that resisting that it takes to get Satan out of your life? Because he'll make things look attractive to you. He'll dash stuff in front of your eyes and try to get you turn your mind from Jesus. But bless God, when you become as that little child, have you ever told one a bedtime story, how they sit there and gaze in your eyes while you're telling them? Glory to God, that's the way I want to be with my God. I want to submit to him. I want to be like that little child. The only thing I'm interested in is what you're telling me, God, and what you're writing in your word, what I read and it says to do. That ought to be my path. God, I want to submit to you in that way. Glory to God, if you hadn't done it tonight, it's not too late. If you hear this program, glory to God, you still got time to turn loose of everything and just get a hold of the hope of God, because it's the only thing it'll do is to turn loose to him. Submit everything in your life to God, that God can give you everything in your life that you need. Praise his holy name tonight. I praise God for this. You know, hey, so much of this, everybody in church, I don't think they even understand what it means to be converted and become as a little child. But a little child comes in there, and they're looking on somebody to give them something to eat. They're looking on somebody to give them direction in their life. They're looking on somebody to teach them right from wrong. Glory to God. If we submit ourselves to God, he'll do that in our spiritual life also. The glory to Jesus tonight. I love him and I praise him. I thank him for this opportunity. Thank him to be on this glory to God in this service tonight. And I thank him for all he's done for us. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Appreciate you, Brother Miles. Appreciate the wonderful word you brought to us there. I tell you, that's what it's got to be. It's got to be the word of God. And we got to submit ourselves therefore to God. If we want to get anything, do anything, we got to serve him. So appreciate you calling in there, being a part of this evening. Brother Billy?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Well, first of all, I want to say I love the Lord and give the Lord thanks for everything He's done. For answering all my prayers, keeping me and my family, my church family together, and for all the miracle that He's done, and most of all for what He's going to do, because I know He's not through working, praise God, because our work is not through, and I know if our work is not through, He's still got a work to do, too, so He's going to keep on working, praise God, and I love the Lord for what He's done. My brother was talking about there, you know, he's... Number 7, it says, submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Number 8 says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. You know, a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. The Bible says, I can't think of the scripture right now, but it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That means unstable. See, you don't want to submit yourself to nothing or nobody or to God even, you know. You're going to do your own thing. You're going to do your own way. But when it gets right down to you get into trouble and you want to call on somebody, everybody calls on God. Why is that? Because they know God can deliver. God has got power to deliver. But they don't want to submit themselves to Him while they can. They just want to call on Him whenever they want to and need Him because they're double-minded, you know. They say, hey, I ain't going to serve this and I ain't going to serve that. But, you know, that's double-minded right there. And you can't please God with a double mind. God cannot work you somebody that's double-minded because they don't know which direction they want to go in. And that is like, you know, if you're on your job, you know what your job is. Dude. If you're a welder, well, that's what you're going to do. But if you get mad or something and you don't want to do that, well, that other mind takes over and you just refuse to do what you know what you've got to do. And that's the way it is with God. We know we got to serve God. We got to submit ourselves to God. But if we let that double mind take over, if we let Satan talk to our mind and get us to be wishy-washy, in our mind, you know, the mind is a playhouse for the devil to work in. And if you got a double mind, you can't please God. That's you're trying to please the world and God too, and that just ain't going to work with God. So we got to submit ourselves to God wholehearted. We got to have a mind made up. We got to put on the whole shield. You know, we got like in the Exodus. Like the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Amen. That you might be able to stand the wall of the devil, you know. But, you know, some people, they just want to put half of it on. They don't put it's Ephesians 6. They don't want to put the whole armor on. They just want to put what they want on and say, oh, that's just too heavy for me to carry all this, Lord. You're going to have to do something about it. And if the Lord don't answer them quick enough, well, they just start stripping the armor off. They'll take off their gospel boots. First of all, they take off the helmet of salvation, praise God. They'll just take that, come on off, and get out of the way, the helmet of salvation. And that's why they lose the battle. They don't got the helmet of salvation to protect the mind, and that devil gets in there and uses it for a playhouse. And once they do that, they can't submit themselves to God. They have to submit themselves to anything and everything that pleases them for the moment. But then when they want to get into trouble, they want to call on God. But our God is not a toy. Our God is not something to play with. Our God is a jealous God. He's jealous over His people because He loves us. He gives us everything in the world. And all He asks is us just to submit ourselves to Him and Him only. He don't want you to be double-minded. Because if you're double-minded, you can't get nowhere in this world or anywhere else. But people just want to hold on to Jesus, and they want to hold on to this and hold on to that. But on the other hand, they sing, oh, how I love Jesus, and got their mind on something else to do, you know. They ain't got their mind on the Lord, but they come. The Bible said they speak it with their mouth, but their heart is far from it. Why is that? Because if you ain't got your heart and your mind together, it ain't going to work no way, so... You can speak whatever you want to, but it's the actions behind it. That's what God is looking for. He wants somebody to show Him something. That's like I tell them sometimes at church. somebody tells me this and tell me, you know, and I finally say, look, I don't understand what you're saying. You're going to have to show me what you're talking about. And that's the way God is. We got to show him what we're speaking about. We got to show God that we love him. We got to show God that we wholehearted trust him. We got to show God that we wholehearted submit ourselves to him and him only. And if we do that, you know, praise God, he will bless us a whole lot quicker. We don't need to wait till we get where we really have to call on God to submit ourselves, because he may turn a deaf ear to us, but, you know, he loves us, but he'll only go so far with us, you know. According to the scripture, you know, he'll only go so far with us, and that's as far as he'll go, praise God. But our God is a mighty God, and he's an awesome God. But I think that's what the Lord had me to give, Brother Lloyd, and I'll turn it back over and let someone else have a chance to say something here. And I just want to say, y'all just keep praying for me and my family.
Praise the Lord. We sure will. You got any more prayer requests, Brother Billy, you want to turn in?
Yeah, my wife's uncle, William Roden, he passed away late Sunday afternoon. They got to go to the funeral tomorrow, so just remember that family. And just keep remembering our church and Brother Willie. I don't know if he's going to get to go and see his father in Mexico this year, his Father's Day. So he's, you know, I'm sure it's bothering him, but he ain't sad. But, you know, just keep praying for him, and he'll get the chance to see him. The Lord will keep until he gets to see a chance to see him again, you know.
Amen.
And remember my father-in-law, you know, but God's got his hands on everything, you know. He is our creator, and he is our maker, and he can fix what's broke, you know. It's in his time and not our time, so I just remember all them.
Amen. We sure will. Appreciate you there, Brother Billy. Appreciate the word you brought to us, sir. Brother Miles?
Yeah.
You got any requests there? Okay. Go ahead and tell them in.
Keep remembering Sister Gladys. We talked to her a while ago, and she said if she kept eating, she'd be able to get out of that hospital in a couple of days, and we'll pray that comes to pass.
Amen.
I pray for keep praying for Georgie Lamb. She's still in the hospital. She'll get a little better and then a little worse. So just pray God lets his hand move on her, bring her up out of there. Remember my wife's daddy, where he'll keep his appetite because he gets where he won't eat at all, and he had to think about putting a feeding tube in him, and we get to pray and he'll eat a while. So pray to God for him. His name's James Lamb. And remember my mother, Willa Dean Miles. She's having a lot of trouble with her blood pressure and swelling on her feet and stuff from fluids. And just remember her, remember me and Brenda, that we're going to do whatever God's got chose for us to do.
Amen. We sure will. Does Sister Brenda have anything she want to say tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay. Well, Charles, you got any prayer requests you want to turn in?
Yeah, that's where a lot of people. I got my grandkids and my children that need prayer. And they one time my daughter knew the Lord real strong, but she has backed up. But I want to lead my grandkids. I want to take them to church. Teach them the way that you go, and instead of letting them be taught of the world and the things in the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. We want to remember these prayer requests. And, Brother Sam, you got?
Well, like y'all remember my mother in prayer. She had a real bad migraine today, and she won't be able to make it to church.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have several prayer requests, but we don't have them written down tonight. I don't think you have any of them written down. God knows who they are, so we just take them all before the Lord and pray and believe God's going to move and going to answer them. And we'd like to say we appreciate each and every listener we've got out there. We thank God for you. And no matter what country you're in or where that you're at, God is just God there too. So we
Amen.
Want to thank you before the Lord and want to take your prayer request before the Lord and just believe God to move up on each and every one of them. So let's all just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now.
Down the long, long road, heading for another place.
Anything, but I want to just praise God and thank God for this, you know, being a part of this. And me and Brenda has got, we're just part of our family, part of our life. We love to be on here. I love to hear them sing and hear the word of God brought out, you know. And I just pray tonight that it would help somebody out there, because there's so many lost souls in this world, and it reaches many different countries. And it don't matter what country you're in, God is still God there too. And he loves you. Back to you, Brother Earwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Miles. I thought you were saying something. We've had a 918 call in about Wildstar, and they hung up. So if you're listening to us, if you'll call back in, why, we'll try to get you on here and let you obey the Lord. I don't know. 918, I don't know who you are, but God knows. So if you're listening, why, just go ahead and call back in again. So we're going to start here tonight. Our text is coming out of James 4:7. Says, submit yourself therefore to God. And, you know, that's what we've got to do, is just submit ourselves therefore to God. And I'm going to start here tonight in verse 5 and just go for a few minutes here. We've got about 31 minutes left on this broadcast. And I thank God for this service. And I thank God for the ones that's come to church here with us this evening to be a part of this service. And so, sister, would you like to say something? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the ones that's come in here with us this evening and just to worship the Lord. We thank God for Brother Charles there. He brought us a wonderful word of God there. So tonight, if you I got your Bible. You want to turn with us to James 4. Praise God. We're going to start there in verse 5. Our, praise God. I'm going to let my wife read it there.
Do you think that the scripture says in vain James, the Spirit that dwells in us loves us to end.
Praise God. Do you think, praise God, that the Spirit dwell in us lusts us to enemy? I tell you right now, it don't lust. The Spirit that dwell in us, it's a perfect Spirit. Praise God, it's of God. And it's going to walk with us. He's going to talk to us. And he's going to keep us on the straight road. If we'll just only humble ourselves and seek his face. Hallelujah. While he is near. I tell you, this is a time and the hour. If we ever needed to seek after someone, that is to seek after Jesus now. Because, praise God, this world is going to soon come to an end. I believe it with all of my heart that this is soon winding down. Excuse me, but I'm here to tell you today, praise God, that we've got to seek God and seek after him and let that Spirit that God has dwell in us. And we'll not be looking at the sins of this world, but we'll be looking for the offering of finisher of our faith. And I praise God tonight, hallelujah, that God has sent us this way, all the way from Tennessee here to Oklahoma, being this revival. I tell you, God is stirring the people's hearts here in this church. I believe it's Pleasant Hill. Is that right, brother? Amen. Pleasant Valley. Pleasant Valley Holiness Church here, out here 10 miles down Stillwell, on 100, I believe, west, Highway 100, west of Stillwell. We're out here on the right-hand side. We're enjoying this part of the country. We're enjoying God and the ways that he's doing. Hallelujah. I tell you, like I was saying earlier on the broadcast tonight, praise God, these kids out here, they're so hungry for the word like that. I look back over there in between some seats and some kids would kneel down praying, talking to God. I tell you, they're about 6 or 7 years old. God is a moving through this younger generation, and we've got to move with him. We've got to submit ourselves unto God if we want to see anything done. And I tell you, God is going to do some more. He's going to do a lot of miracles if we just only let him. We tie his hands a lot of times. When God wants to do something, we will just sit back and say, Lord, I can't do that. But I believe Brother Charles brought out a while ago that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me, because he said that he went back unto the Father. Praise God. I thank God that Jesus went back. He risen from the dead. Hallelujah. He just stayed in that old tomb. I tell you, I preached one time several months or several years ago about him being in a barred tomb. Praise God. He didn't have to own that tomb. He knew he was just going to bar it just for 3 days and 3 nights. And he was going to come forth out of that thing. And he was going back to the Father, praise God. He was going to walk on the streets of gold. He's sitting right now at the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and I. Oh, praise God, as Betty reads again. Hallelujah.
But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble.
Praise God. He give us grace to the humble. Oh, praise God. I thank God tonight if you will get humble before God, he'll give you grace. He'll give you exactly what you have the need of because he's not a jealous God. He's a God of love. He's a God of joy. He's a God of peace. He's a God that will deliver you through all your troubles and all your sorrow and everything that will come up on you if you'll just only trust Him. I praise God tonight because I know, hallelujah, that God is still a merciful worker. He's still, praise God, He loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, down here on this world to hang and die on an old cruel cross, that He would be our sacrifice for our sins. Hallelujah. Jesus, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm here to tell you tonight, His mercy endureth forever. Praise God. As we read again, praise God.
Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Praise God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. That's all we've got to do is to submit ourselves to God. Get humble before Him. Take Him on more than your own life. You know, praise God, if you just turn it all over to Him, He'll take care of us, and He'll watch over you. Praise God, if we will learn, it's either in Psalms or Proverbs. He said He heard a poor man's cry, and He delivered him out of all of his troubles. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, God hears our cry, and He will deliver us. He will deliver us out of all of our troubles if we'll just only trust Him. If we'll only submit ourselves, therefore to God. Praise God, I tell you, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to know, praise God, hallelujah, beyond every shadow of a doubt, how that I humble myself down. I believe Brother Miles was preaching there a while ago about how the young children, praise God, except Jesus called the young child up in his midst, and he set him down, and he said, except you come as humble as this little child, how you can know why to enter in to the kingdom of God. I'm here to tell you tonight, we've got to get humble. We've got to get down. We've got to get serious with our Lord and our Savior. Praise God. I just thank God tonight for this broadcast. I thank God tonight because He has made it possible for us to come out of Stillwell, Oklahoma, with this broadcast going into New Jersey and going all over the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. As she reads again.
Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, that's
yes,
what we've
got
to do. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to tell you, a sinner, he needs to get his hands cleaned. He needs to get his heart purified. He needs to get the sin out of his life because, praise God, if he's double-minded, I believe Brother Charles spoke on this a while ago about being a double-minded man. You'll not get anything from God. You're not all stable. You're unstable in all your ways. Hallelujah. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, this is a time that we need to really seek out the old path and walk by our end. Hallelujah. Praise God, I'm telling you, the people back there said,
Oh, we're not going to walk by our end. My friend, I'm going to tell you, we'll either walk by our end, or we'll hear him say, depart from me. Serve the one, praise God, that you served on the earth. And he'll be, praise God, be a guest in to that lake of fire with the devil and his false prophets. I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, that you need to really think about where how you're going to spend eternity. That's my prayer is tonight, is to stir your mind up and stir your heart up. Get you thinking about where how you're going to spend eternity at. Praise God, this is the hour that we need. Praise God, to submit ourselves unto God. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is the time. This time, I believe, is fixing to be closed out. I believe God is fixing. I can't put no day on it. I can't put no hour on it. No man, even in the Jesus, his own devil, even know what hour the Father has put in his own power to send him back to get us. But he said he would come back. Praise God, and I'm looking forward for him to come back one of these days. I want to go with him, praise God. I'm going to meet him in the air, my friend. What about you? Are you going to meet him in the air, or are you going to be in that second resurrection, the one that don't have no power, the one, praise God, you'll be placed on the left, and you'll hear him tell you, depart, hallelujah, that he's sorry he never knew you. Praise God, this is the hour that we're now living. I believe this is the time. You know, I tell you, if you don't ever see in the morning, don't ever see the sun go down this evening, that could be your time, hallelujah, for the end of the world for you. Praise God, hallelujah. I see we got another call in here, so let me see who they are. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Bible, well, please tell us who you are and where you're at.
Watch this. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, am I on the air?
Tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, I'm in Texas, Arlen, Texas.
In Texas. Praise the Lord. Are you a minister?
No, but I'm a practicing Christian. Hey, so I'm calling for some advice. Are you able to help me out?
Well, call you back later. This is an expensive time right here, brother.
Oh, I know. I got a question about church.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been attending the same church for 20 years now, and lately this new family came in, and they started sitting in the gosh darn seat that I've been sitting in for the past 20 years. And I'm trying not to make a big fuss about it, but, see, I sell propane and propane accessories. I got a very stressful life, and the one thing I like to do on Sunday is I like to sit and praise the Lord in the same place I've been sitting for 20 gosh darn years.
Game on.
Well,
do I just, like, kick them out?
It wouldn't be the thing to kick them out. If you're a minister or a pastor or just sitting there, you need to witness to them and talk to them and try to get them in the right way of the Lord.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, but they're not moving, and I'm getting fed up. And, you know, I used to be the quarterback of my high school football team, and I'm a tough cookie, I'll tell you what. And I'm tired of dealing with giblet heads like the Smiths every Sunday.
Well, maybe
if you can't pray them in and get them on the right road, maybe you need to figure out something else to do.
You need to fast.
You expect me to sit on the opposite end of the pew?
He said to fast and pray. When we fast and pray, we can do all things through him.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Merlin, pretending to be that old heel on that cartoon show on TV, but you ain't him, brother.
Amen. Well, he done hung up, brother. Whenever Brother Charles started telling him he got out.
Praise the Lord. He was mocking this. You know what? This is real, folks. This is about life and death, about eternity. Glory to God. And people want to call in and mock, and they do it all over the world. But let me tell you something. They're the ones that God's got marked down for that lake of fire. When you go to mocking God, you're playing with fire yourself. And he'll bring hard times on you in this life and the world to come. You'll be in that lake.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Galatians 6 over there says God is not mocked. So, you know, let me turn over to it. Hallelujah.
I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You ain't got no hold on your neck, big boy.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, people make mocks of God, but God said he's not to be mocked. And so, whatsoever a man soweth to, that shall he also reap. So, that's coming out of sixth chapter and verse 7. Be ye therefore, I said, be not mocked. Praise the Lord.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Praise God. You know, when they're making mockery and they're doing that kind of stuff, they're just dooming their own soul if they don't pray and get God to forgive them from it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we get all kinds of them here lately. Brother Miles has been calling in, but, you know, that's okay because God's got every one of them's number, and he knows what they're doing. And so I'm going to glorify my Lord and my Savior. I'm going to go on with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've done lost my place here, so give me just a second here to find it. Praise God. Okay. I'll just let Betty read it. I've done read it, but I've done lost it. So go ahead. We're going to fill in James 4, verse 9.
Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness.
Praise God. Let it be turned to heaviness, to joy. Praise God. I thank God tonight, hallelujah, that we can turn all these things that the devil tries to throw at us. We can turn them all around for the glory of God. Hallelujah. I believe tonight that God has given us this message right here. Submit yourself, therefore, to God and resist the devil. That's all we got to do is to submit ourselves unto God. Hallelujah. Whenever we do that, God's going to take care of us. We're going to be able to worship the Lord in spirit, in truth. I praise God tonight, hallelujah, for God reaching out to us and taking a hold of us and forgiving us of our sins, our trespasses, whenever we were out there in sin. Praise God. He called our names, and the ones that really, truly I've been saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and set aside from this world and all the things that's in it. Praise God. I thank God tonight. They've submitted themselves, therefore, to God. They heard that call, and he's called their name. Hallelujah. And I praise God tonight for this, and I praise God tonight for this broadcast. Praise God. I just thank God tonight for each and everything that he's done and everything that he's going to do. I praise God tonight for this revival that we got going on right here in Steelville, Oklahoma. We want to invite you out and be with us. Just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. As I said earlier, I can't get over with these young girls and young kids in this church worshiping the Lord like they're worshiping. Praise God. There was about a 19-year-old boy last night. He went to the altar, and he come up from there shouting. He come up from there with stammering lips. He just almost received the Holy Ghost. Praying tonight that he will receive the Holy Ghost with evidence speaking in other tongues because that's what God said he would do. He said that he would baptize us with the Holy Ghost. John truly baptized with water, but he said there's one coming after me that's mightier than I. Praise God, whose shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unlatch him, but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I was thinking that fire, it will burn up things. That fire will cleanse everything that it gets on. Praise God, and that Holy Ghost, that's what it's all about, is let that Holy Ghost come in and burn the sin out of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for this tonight. I praise the Lord for each and everything that's been said and done here. I've got about 8 minutes left on this, so I want to give Brother, praise God, Brother Charles a chance to say a few more words, and we want to give Brother Miles a chance to just obey God here a few more minutes, so before we go off, so we just praise God for you, and so God bless each and every one of you just listening out there, so. Well, Charles, obey God there.
I thank God for here tonight, and I thank God for his word. Because, you know, many times he's healed me. When I had a stroke 5 years ago, and God healed me. And he didn't wait no 6 months or a year to do it. He come up on me that night, and he come up on the left side, moved into the right side, and healed me from my stroke. And now, I want to tell you something. God is real. And he's powerful. Whatever we ask him in his name, he'll do it. It ain't nothing impossible with God, but the heart of man. I love him, and I praise him, because when I started out a long time ago, he sent me to Fayetteville, Arkansas, to pray for a girl that was hit by a gas truck over Lincoln. And I didn't know where to find this girl at, but when I walked in that hospital, there she sat in a wheelchair. And I want to tell you something. I don't know what God put me in, but he built a hedge around me. It's like a bloom. If you fill it up with water and how soft it is, it was built around me. And when I stretched my hand towards her and started praying, electricity come out of the end of my fingers and hit that girl. I tell you what, those 40 darts come out of that floor and started hitting me, and that melt was running down me. It's one testimony the devil cannot take from me, because I have went through it, and I know what God can do for each and every one. He don't love me any more than he does the whole world. And it's like you was preaching a while ago. He didn't have nothing. He didn't own nothing in this world. He owned it all. But he didn't even own the tomb that he was in, because Lazarus was That was Lazarus too.
Amen.
And I thank God for this day and hour because they even the tomb couldn't even hold him.
Amen.
I tell you what, when he come out of that tomb, he done it for you and I. And he went to the Father to make intercession for each and every one of them. He's coming back just like he said he would. I love him. And I can praise him because he's powerful. One time they took the car and I didn't have no car. And he attacked 36 miles to work. And the Greenleaf Nursery, I worked there. And I got there 30 minutes before time to go to work. I get up in the morning. But I know God was with me. And I know God would help me. One day I was walking through town. And all of a sudden this girl hollered out, "Charles, did you know that you've got a car sitting at your mother's and the key's in it and the title's your name?" I said, "No." She said, "It's there." I went up there and had a preacher to take me up there and get my car. I tell you what, the devil tried to burn it up, but I tell you, I said, "Lord, I ain't got no water to put this car out." And all of a sudden, a puff of wind come through my car and blow that far out. And it had melted my dash. I tell you what, God, if he's for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Because he's with you. He loves you. And I tell you what, I love Jesus because he paid the price for you and I. And he's coming back just like he said he would. And I tell you what, it ain't going to be long. And I tell you, I'm glad to know that God forgive me of my sins. And one day I'm going to be saved. It's like I told many of them, I said, "I'm tired of living in a furnace down here." But one day he's going to look at me and say, "Well, well done, you good and faithful servant."
Amen.
I tell you what, I'll be well done because Jesus, he paid the price for you and I. And he's coming back just like he said he would. I love him and I praise him. It ain't nothing any better than serving the living God. I tell you what, our God ain't dead. He's alive and well. You know, I think many people has tried to teach me how to preach. But I found out the Holy Ghost will teach you things no man can teach
Amen.
You. I tell you what, the many churches... They come to me. One time God led me to a lot of children, and I took them to church and had the church filled up. And on the last night, he come to me and said, "Charles, take your family and go and find you another church." I tell you what, I love them and I praise God for them because Jesus is coming back after a church has made themselves ready.
Amen.
I want to be ready.
Amen.
I love him and I praise him. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through temptations here on this land. But one thing about it, we got Jesus with us. When he's with us, he'll help us through all of our trials and all of our troubles. I tell you what, I can say this. When I first got saved, I laid down and I couldn't read very much. I read I had Bible tapes and I'd listen to them. And all of a sudden, there's a flame of fire. My body felt like it was a flame of fire. It would burn away all of that sin and stuff. And I tell you what, I didn't want to move. I want to just lay there and enjoy myself because God if he's for me, who could be against me? I love him and I praise him because I think we are going to.
Amen. Brother Miles, we got about 1 minute there, so go ahead and speak a word or two there, and we're going to have to go off the air.
All right. If y'all don't mind, I'd like to pray for the one that called in that was poking fun and stuff. So, Will, let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, right now, tonight, I come to you to make intercession for that one, God. No, you've done it to be mean and to do evil stuff, God. But I ask you to turn his evil to good. I ask you to turn it around, Lord, to where it would sear his conscience. His heart would be so convicted, God, that he'd fall to his knees and accept you as his Lord and Savior. He would never even think of doing nothing like this again, making a mock of God, because you can't do it. God is not mocked. He knows that man's heart. He knows his condition, and he knows ours too. We can't play with God. We've got to submit to him with everything we have. Give him our all, to pour our love out on him just like he's poured it on us. And I ask you, God, to be with each one of us, to guide us and shield us, because wherever good is, evil is present also, God. So just give us power that we can overcome the evil and resist that devil, that he won't hinder us in our lives or our walk with you. And I ask it in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you, Brother Miles. We're going off the air, so it's now went off. So God bless you, and we'll be on next week there for 2 hours. Lord, you know that's going to happen. So we got to cut it short. We're fixing to go into a revival here. So God bless you. Keep us in your prayers, brother.
We will, and we love everybody. God bless.
God bless. Okay. Bye.
Good night.